Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Operation Distraction, a tale of carrot soup, an Upstage Surrey production.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's. When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey. When I grow rich, say the bells at Shoreditch.
What a rude man!
Why? What happened?
I can't believe the audacity! Oh well, Sharon will be here in a minute. She'll know what to do. Coming! Hold on, I'm just coming! Oh, Sharon, what a relief to see you!
Marge, I only saw you yesterday. God, let me breathe. What on earth is it? You just sit down and relax. Geoffrey, get us some tea, for goodness sake. Now, that's right, sit down. What's that?
Read it, Sharon. Go on, read it out loud.
It is with great reluctance, therefore, that I have to refuse your request to investigate carrot soup.
Here you are, Marge. This will help calm down.
Right. I shall call him immediately.
I just did. They hung up on me. Oh, we can't win. There's absolutely nothing left to do, is there? Is there?
Of course there is. This calls for different tactics entirely. Off with the kid gloves. Geoffrey, put the kettle on. Marge, rally the troops. Marge, pull yourself together, for goodness sake. Here, start calling. Everyone.
Everyone? Sharon, it's the weekend. They probably have plans.
The kettle, Geoffrey. Why are you still here staring at me? Marge, this is the plan. The plan we knew we might have to put into action if the worst came to the worst. Start texting. We have to protect our produce. Code Orange.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Colin hasn't even had his lunch yet. He's not best pleased with me rushing over here on a Sunday.
Oh, Paul still thinks we're all jam and Jerusalem. Jam, I said. Do you have any idea?
If he stopped watching the television, just opened his eyes and ears, maybe he would learn.
Ladies, please. Ladies. Geoffrey, the tea. Now, ladies, let us conduct ourselves in an orderly fashion. Can we just settle down and talk one at a time at least? Marge, get the letter.
Tee up, everyone. I'll just put it on the table over here, out of the way. Whenever you want it, right over here.
So, friends, what is our next move? One at a time, please, when you're ready. This is a code orange, so we only have a few options.
Might I make a suggestion?
No.
Geoffrey, I don't wish to oversimplify the situation, but up until very recently, suggestions, ideas, remedies, all offered in good faith, I grant you, have served no purpose whatsoever. Whatsoever. So, I apologise for squashing your kind offer of assistance, but it's too damn late.
Well said.
My exact sentiments.
Absolutely.
So, this is what I propose. We elect a spokesperson and she takes our carrots to the very top. Right to the head honcho. The top dog. Kingpin.
And whom are we electing? I have a feeling I know the answer already.
'Cause I've heard it all before and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again.
Any comments, ladies? How far will you take this?
Do you think it's do or tie time, ladies?
Have you decided to go ahead with your threat for real?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, as I have said all along and will continue to say, we seek a peaceful solution. We do not wish to cause more disharmony and unrest than is already prevalent in our great British Isle. We are not agitators or troublemakers. We are not dissenters. We are not trying to make matters worse.
What the bleeding hell are you doing then?
Well, yes, I'm white, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained.
Well, seemed to go very well, love.
Well? Well, Geoffrey, you weren't even there. Oh, what was that? Oh, Geoffrey, look what they've done. Oh,
my word. Animals. What animals? And cowards. Throwing bricks and running and hiding. God. Marge, dear, don't do that. Let me look at yourself. Here, let me, Marge. Stop it. I said, leave it. Sit down. I'll clear this.
We need to get a window man over to board it up. Oh, Geoffrey, what have we started? Sharon and her coat orange. I knew it would make everything worse. She acts so impulsively. Always has. Oh, I don't know how I let it come to this, Geoffrey. Oh, what was I thinking? Why didn't you stop me? Stop her? God, Geoffrey. Put the kettle on. I need to compose myself. I need to think. Go on, Geoffrey. Do something useful, please.
Oh, Sharon. She is in a bad way. They just chucked a brick through our front window in broad daylight. And Marge? Marge? Where are you, Marge? What are you doing behind the sofa? Marge, Sharon's here.
Oh, I was just resting, trying to calm myself.
On the floor, Marge?
Yes, on the floor. I think better when I lie down. Low, very low. Geoffrey, where's the tea? Sit down, Sharon, sit down.
Where? On the couch or on the floor?
Do you happen to know of a good window repairman, Sharon? Someone reliable.
Not off the top of my head, Geoffrey. No, I don't. Speaking about off the top of my head, though, do you think you could make some very strong, sweet tea for Marge, dear? At once.
Can someone answer that?
Yes, it might be the window man.
Oh, you called one already, did you? Hello? Yes?
No, I thought you might have. Oh, Geoffrey, I was resting.
Oh, Prime Minister. Gosh.
The Prime Minister.
Shh. I see. Yes. A public inquiry. Into the carrots.
The carrots?
Hush. Of course, sir. This is top secret business. I see. Yes. I completely understand.
Is it the window man, Sharon? Get a quote first.
Hush, Geoffrey. Shh.
Thank you for letting me know, Prime Minister. Of course you can rely on me. Goodbye.
Back, ladies, after our long summer recess. So, to pick up where we left off...
Hey, we're up to P. Pumpkin pie.
I'm not disputing the importance of the pie, but we didn't finish the O's, did we?
Quite right. We didn't.
We have to stick to the order of business, ladies. We can't go leaping about, even with Parliament launching the inquiry.
Peeling open the carrot inquiry. Tops.
Indeed. But, ladies, we agreed to tackle this alphabetically and we cannot become immersed in minutiae.
It's the matter of the traffic light problem. The orange lights?
Oh, the O. Got it.
They're going haywire. Not safe at all. Cars hooting, pedestrians not knowing whether they're coming or going.
Here we are, ladies.
We can't be distracted from our original plans. We have to stick to the organic produce and its scarcity.
Anyway, the traffic lights will return to fully functional operation as soon as the engineers can be organised. That is union business. We mustn't be sidetracks. Now, the pumpkins, however, are...
Yes, indeed. Best not to mess with the unions. I don't wish to meddle, dear, but I seem to recall there was some discussion regarding oranges.
Yes, we're still on the O's. The orderly manner in which we conduct ourselves has been our main trump card. So I believe the next matter needing our urgent attention is indeed the marmalade.
That's an M, surely.
Marmalade is made from oranges, Patty. And the lack of oranges in our marmalade is the matter in hand.
That reminds me, Geoffrey, dear. Can you see if there are any of Marge's delicious homemade Jaffa cakes to have with our tea? Not too many. We have to watch our weight. Now, where were we?
Marmalade. Yes, so we have to sort out the marmalade question before all the oranges just disappear.
Like the carrots for the soup.
And the pumpkins.
Here we are, ladies.
Exactly. Now, what has occurred so far in the orange area? Geoffrey, I didn't mean you should ration the Jaffa cakes.
Oh, dear. Oh, go on, Geoffrey. More cakes, please. Now, over the summer, we've heard the reports of a shortage of oranges, particularly the large, juicy ones.
But the smaller tangerines, mandarins and easy peelers are still available.
Yes, but totally tasteless.
But what about the marigold crisis?
Marigold crisis? What's that got to do with the WI? And anyway, we're on O's and they're not orange.
Well said, Teresa. Marigolds could just be a distraction anyway. Something to keep us off the scent.
The marmalade scent! Marigolds aren't scented.
Yes, they are. I've got some in a rose bowl.
Could we just stick to business? Thank you. Where's your husband with those cakes, dear?
You can bend but never break me, 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice.
Geoffrey!
Chancellor, Prime Minister, I can only apologise for being late, sir. Marge and her cronies' Jaffa cake crisis held me up.
Well, do sit down, Minister. We were just talking about Operation Distraction.
Oh, yes, sir?
Your WI ladies and their militant uprisings have created enough drama to distract the general riffraff from what's actually going on. Well done, Geoffrey. Keep it up.
Oh, yes, very diplomatic. Superb.
I had several hair-raising moments, I can tell you, sir. I thought your letter, completely refusing to investigate the lack of carrots for the soup issue, might defeat them.
Too strong.
It was so very final, sir. But they rose up, just as we anticipated. The carrots were disappearing. So march they did.
That march really worked. Great media coverage. And the brick-throwing idea.
The brick-throwing was masterful. Terrifying. They were on the verge of packing everything in. And then your phone call. Just at the right moment. Perfect timing, Prime Minister. Perfect.
Oh, yes. I did enjoy that. Calling in person added something, I felt. I tried to sound defeated. And they fell for it. Hook, line and sinker. Public apology. Immediate inquiry into carrot soup. Triumph for the ladies.
Amazing, isn't it? Whilst the entire colour orange fades from our spectrum, our women, God bless them, focus on the minutiae of soup ingredients.
And keep the rest of the population distracted from Armageddon by a lack of carrots.
So we must keep one step ahead, though. And what comes after carrot soup?
Marmalade.
Marmalade?
Yes, Prime Minister. Marmalade will be the next big news story. And meanwhile, no one's noticing the end of the world is nigh, just as we predicted. Operation Distraction strikes again.
Ah, of course. That is good news, Geoffrey. Very good. So, as with the carrot soup crisis, they will use their resources to fight for the marmalade, not the oranges.
They've already begun, sir.
Ah, the little people fighting for their causes, eh? Wonderful. Wonderful. They're so reliable in their ability to totally bypass the bigger picture, lost in their stewed striving for the perfect pie.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
So, to recap, we've permitted them a victory over carrot soup. Next, in due course, we will allow them a victorious jar of marmalade. Their followers have increased tenfold, 100-fold. But who can guess the folds? So, how close do you think they are to uncovering the real facts?
They may well as be on the moon, Prime Minister. Due to my wife's meticulous organisation skills, we can rest assured that after the orange marmalade, she'll focus entirely on pumpkin pie. She will stick stubbornly, stalwartly, stoically to the alphabetical agenda. There is nothing in the fruit and vegetable aisles that will distract her.
So, I believe all is perfectly on schedule. When I resoundingly lose the election, we'll be off. I've always said the best way to dupe the masses is to let them realise they are being duped. Long live the conspiracists' conspiracy theories.
So it's all running to plan, is it, Geoffrey?
Yes, indeed, Chancellor. I'm pleased to report Space Shuttle Rainbow is still on schedule. Our way out is guaranteed. We've lost Indigo from the spectrum, but no one noticed it. With Orange, well...
Right. Now, let us not lose sight of the strategy. As all colours gradually fade out of existence, along with our ability to exist, your role, Geoffrey, becomes more vital, Geoffrey.
And making their tea will help you accomplish this mammoth task?
Chancellor, Prime Minister, do I not have your confidence? This lack of trust, of belief of my ability to control my own wife.
My full confidence, of course. Don't upset yourself. You know I always have your back. I'm always right there behind you. Now, let's have no more of this. I wonder, could you just pop downstairs and see what's happened to our hard-working tea lady?
Couldn't we just ring down and...
Bye, Geoffrey.
No, of course. I'll just pop along and see. Shan't be a second.
So, all that remains is for the ladies at the perfect preordained pre-election moment to perpetuate their pumpkin plan.
Keeping them all off the scent, so to speak. The world as we know it will be no more, but luckily we'll never have to know it. Operation Carrot Soup will be complete. Poor Geoffrey. Quite unfortunate, really. He really is an awfully obliging chap.
Well, that may be, but not someone I want to be holed up with in a rocket, eh? Ah, well, fortunes of war and all that. Maybe he should stand for Prime Minister. He can't make a bigger mess of it than I did.
Here comes the candle to light you to bed. Here comes the chopper to chop off your head. Chip, chop, chip, chop, the last man's head.
You have been listening to Operation Distraction, A Tale of Carrot Soup, produced and directed by Upstage Surrey, edited by Neil Armstrong and Colin Hansford. With Sarah Somerville playing Sharon, Sarah Robinson playing Marge, Gary Ward playing Geoffrey, Steve Infield playing the Prime Minister, and Neil Armstrong playing the Chancellor. Caroline Tattersall playing Patty, Marie Jose Zerbier playing Teresa. Sound supplied by BBC Rewind, music courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people, for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.